On this Memorial Day weekend, we're going to take some time to commemorate fallen soldiers. Earlier this year, we brought you the story of Bob Conradi, a Vietnam veteran of the 1st Cavalry Division who led his platoon into fierce battle in 1965. During the fighting, Conradi was hit by mortar fire and gravely wounded. He was pulled to safety and evacuated, but many of his men perished, including the one who saved him. For 40 years, Bob Conradi struggled to come to terms with what happened until he decided to visit the current members of his old platoon in Baghdad. Here's what he told me as he prepared to leave in March.
To me, it's like I'm going back to my old platoon. I actually feel that. I feel like I'm going back to my old platoon, but I'm given a second chance. I want to get personal with these guys. I want to find out about them. My last day there, I want to shake their hand. If they let me, I want to hug them. And I want to say, guys, good luck in your tour. I hope you make it home. I couldn't do those things for my platoon because I felt I abandoned them on the battlefield.
Bob Conradi did shake hands with the members of the current platoon in Baghdad, and he patrolled with them around the clock for 4 days. But now, 6 members of that platoon will not make it home. They were killed last Saturday by an improvised explosive device. I spoke earlier today with Bob Conradi in Iowa and the platoon's leader, Lieutenant Thomas Hickey, in Baghdad. Lieutenant Hickey, I'm very sorry for the losses in your platoon. Can we start off by having you simply tell us the names of the men who died?
Okay. In no specific order, Specialist Travis Haslip from Pontiac, Michigan. Sergeant Paul Medlin from Alabama. Christopher Moore, he's a staff sergeant, and he was born in Bakersfield, California. Specialist Gilmore from Plant City, Florida. Specialist David Burley from Tipton, Iowa, actually. And PFC Alexander Varela, he's from Nevada. And there was a local national interpreter who was killed as well in the blast. His name was Caesar, too. They're given handles so they don't have to use their actual name.
Now, I understand that you were not with your platoon when it was hit by this IED. Where were you?
I had been entering a house on an earlier mission a few days prior, and I severed a tendon in my hand. When you're injured like that, you're not combat efficient. So Staff Sergeant Moore was filling in as patrol leader on the 19th.
Can you tell us what happened when they set out in their vehicles last Saturday?
It's a routine mission to patrol western Baghdad. The purpose of the mission is to provide security to the local nationals and help boost the Iraqi security forces. And during the course of that patrol, they were struck by an IED, and a corresponding blast killed all 7 men.
These soldiers ranged in age from 19 to 28. Do you mind, Lieutenant Hickey, if I ask how old you are?
I just turned 24.
So you're a young man in charge of many other young men. Among these soldiers who died last week, were there any who, in addition to counting on as a soldier, you really counted on as a friend?
I'm not sure what I would use to describe these guys. I think family is a better term than friend. Just because of the type of connection you have. You don't pick who's in your platoon. That's kind of like a family. You don't pick who's in your family. You just, they're there. And you know that they care about you, and they're going to take care of you. And it's the same relationship. I think friend is almost too quaint of a word to describe a relationship that a platoon has amongst itself.
Lieutenant Hickey, can you tell us a little bit about these men?
Yes, I can. I can tell you a little bit about Staff Sergeant Moore. Staff Sergeant Moore is just under 30 years old, but his greatest joy in life was always his 3 daughters. And his little girls are, I think they're all under the age of 8. And one time we were on patrol, and this group of Iraqis, local nationals, came running over to the Bradley, his Bradley. And there's this man carrying a little 3-year-old girl in his arms, and his arms are covered in blood. She had been hit in the head with an AK-47 bullet. It was just straight fire, and it's impossible to tell where the bullet came from. And so Sergeant Moore loaded up the little girl and the father, and and himself and three of the other soldiers that were killed, Alex Varela, David Burley, and Sergeant Medlin, all aided in the evacuation of this little girl to one of our aid stations. Then they ended up taking that little girl to another facility in the Green Zone. She recovered fully, and for the next couple weeks, Sergeant Moore he would glow whenever he talked about her, because I think in some ways he thought of that little girl, he thought of his little girls. That's just a little bit about Sergeant Moore. I mean, any of these guys, I mean, I could talk about them for a long time, you know what I mean?
Bob Conradi, you had a personal mission to connect with these soldiers when you went on your recent trip to Iraq, because you felt that you had not made those kind of relationships when you were serving in Vietnam. Can you share with us a story about the time you spent with one of these men?
That's exactly true. I had felt guilty all these years, and when I got there, I handed out a bunch of footballs and candy and things. And that's the first time I met Dave Burley, who was killed last Saturday, and he's from Tipton, Iowa, and I had an Ambrose, St. Ambrose College football that was a game-winning ball. So I hold it up and says, "Where's that kid from Iowa?" And the first thing I see is Dave's big smile. So Dave got the football. I promised to take him to Texas Roadhouse when he came home. And being fellow Iowans, you know, Dave and I were instant brothers.
Did any of the soldiers have requests about what they wanted you to communicate to their families or to the world should the worst happen in the event that they would be killed?
We never talked about if something would happen to them. Several of them didn't mention, though, that they had re-upped and taken the bonus, and one guy's wife was going to college on that. And another guy said that, "Hey, if I get killed, my kids are going to have a college fund because that's where that money's going, so I'm still helping my family." He said, "While we're over here, we sincerely believe that we are not having terrorists bombing our malls and bombing our sporting events because we're keeping them too busy. So we're protecting America, we're helping our families," and they believe that. And I do.
Bob Conradi, I'm struck by the parallels between your story from Vietnam and now Lieutenant Hickey's. Do you have any advice for Lieutenant Hickey on how to cope with the struggles of surviving your men?
The only advice I can give, Tom, is keep talking to people, because someday it's going to hit pretty hard. You don't know if it's going to be a month or 10 years from now. You just need to talk about it sometimes.
There are certain parts that are difficult. We call losing an entire vehicle, we call it mass casualty, like a mass casualty. And you don't even want to think about that because it's just such a terrible idea, such a terrible thought. I never even considered losing this many men all at once or at all, really. So it's nothing you can ever prepare for, and it's nothing you can ever describe. There's a ton of emotions that runs through your body at any point in time. You know, wondering if there's a chance anybody's alive or if a mistake's been made. You know, there's the whole denial aspect, and you get angry. And then I think the thing about being in a leadership position, you know, you've still got people that count on you. You know, you can't just stare at a wall. You know, you've got soldiers that you've got to get combat ready and back on the line. And the great thing about my soldiers is they did that all for me. They handled a large portion of the grieving process. They really spoke up and made it known what they wanted and how they wanted to remember their brothers. And then they spoke up again and said, "Put us back out there and put us back in the fight. We're ready." And that's the most moving part of the experience, is just seeing how everyone copes and pulls together and seeing how that family adapts to a crisis situation.
That was Lieutenant Thomas Hickey from Baghdad and Vietnam veteran Bob Conradi. They were remembering soldiers Christopher Moore, J.P. Medlin, David Burley, Joseph Gilmore, Travis Haslop, and Alexander Varela, who were killed last Saturday in Iraq. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.